Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May it be that each one gathered here this morning truly does have that peace of God in their heart, knowing that what Jesus done on that center cross was sufficient to cover our sins. That we can have peace in our hearts and we can have that hope of eternal life. This morning we have for our meditation about the Good Shepherd. And as we read before prayer, the 23rd Psalm of truly the Good Shepherd. We pray again that God would bless the reading and speaking of His Word, that He would open our ears, that we may hear that Word, and that He work in our hearts, that we may receive that Word this morning. And I failed to pray earlier for Clark and Sue, but Lord, that You would be with Clark and Sue as they are in Florida traveling, that You would give them a safe journey home, and that You would truly be with them. Amen. The gospel text for the fourth Sunday of Easter is found in the 10th chapter of John. So that'll be the 10th chapter of John, beginning with the 11th verse. Reading on through the 18th verse. And we read in Jesus' name. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth them. Scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Amen. As we heard in the 23rd Psalm, the care and provision that this Good Shepherd has for each one of us. And oh, what a blessing it is to know that this Good Shepherd cares for us and takes care of us. All our needs throughout this whole life. This Good Shepherd, He came to this earth and He took on humanity and He experienced all the things that we experience in this life. He was hungry. He was tired. He was sad. He experienced all the temptations that we experience in this life, yet was without sin. What a Savior we have. One that traveled here and knows what we go through, and He cares for us, and He understands what we go through in this life. First verse, 11th verse says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. What a blessing that is, that we can believe this morning that we have this good shepherd that has given his life for us. That he loved us so much that he came to this earth and gave his life for us. He took upon our sins and he died on that cross that we might live. I'd like to go through the 23rd Psalm again because it's such a precious words in that psalm, encouragement to each one of us this morning. The 23rd Psalm is often used for a message for funerals because it is a comforting message of the Lord's care for us. No matter what we go through in this life, he is there and he cares for us. But it is good for us in our everyday life because he leads us through this whole life. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We have no need wants when the Lord is our shepherd. He provides everything that we need in this life. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. This shepherd that we have, he leads us to this green pastures that we may lie down and feast upon the green pastures. He leads us to the still waters that we may drink of that. And he does that through his word, even this morning as he encourages us. He feeds us through his word. He gives us that water of life, that Holy Spirit. The still waters. Sheep, they can't drink out of rushing waters. So he leads them to the still waters, this peaceful place that they may drink of that water of life. I think of the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman that was at the well, and Jesus offered unto her this living water. And he offers it unto us, that if we drink of that living water, we shall never thirst. Later it speaks of this water that he offered was the Holy Spirit. That we may drink of this Holy Spirit. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in path of righteousness for his namesake. Because he went to the cross, he restores our soul, that we can have this joy of salvation, this peace with God, and he leads us in these paths of righteousness. Through his word, he leads us. Through his Holy Spirit, he guides and leads us in this life. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff comfort me. No matter what we go through in this life, we can be confident that the Lord's care and keeping is there, and he will be there whatever we go through and help us along. As he went out and sought out them that were young, and he carried them on his shoulders. When we are not able to walk, he will carry us in this life. It's a beautiful picture, and there's a lot of pictures of Jesus that were painted of showing him with the little lamb over his shoulder carrying that lamb. He has come to seek and to save that which is lost. He'll go through all kinds of troubles to find that one that is lost. His rod and his staff protects us. He shows us the pathway that leads unto eternal life. He keeps us in that pathway that leads unto eternal life. By his rod and his staff, he comforts us. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Here he provides, even in the midst of our enemies. What are our enemies in this life? Is it not the world, the devil, and our own flesh? But he prepares this table of blessing before us. He prepares the sacraments and the word for us. Even in the presence of our everyday enemies, we can be comforted as we feed on that table that he has prepared for us. He anoints my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Oh, if we could understand the blessings that the Lord gives unto us, even this day, that we could say, as the psalmist here, that the Lord anointeth my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Our cup truly runs over with the blessing of the Lord. He uses that ointment to soothe us. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. This is what David, when he wrote the psalm, understood. As he looked at what God has done for him, he had to say, and all that we could say this morning with David in the Psalms, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Because of the Good Shepherd, we can say that this morning, the goodness and mercy of the Lord shall follow us until the end of our life. That is his promise to you and I this morning. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He has promised us that we will have eternal life with him forever. What a blessing that is. That we one day will be resurrected, that we can spend all eternity with Jesus. The Good Shepherd, he leads us and guides us, he protects us. He's the one that feeds us and nurtures us. He's the one that carries us when we're weak. We truly need that Good Shepherd. We are like sheep. We are helpless and vulnerable to the wolves, to the devil and all the things of this world. We are weak and vulnerable. We need that Good Shepherd there beside us to lead us and guide us. In our sinful nature, we would think that we don't need this shepherd, that we are not helpless or wandering sheep, but we are. And we need this shepherd. In Isaiah, the 53rd chapter and the 6th verse, says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. This is the condition of all of us. We are all like sheep that have went astray. We have all turned to go our own way. But that good shepherd, he calls us back. When we stray away and wander away, the good shepherd, his voice calls us that we would come back to the fold. He has such concern for us that he is constantly calling us and trying to guide us along this pathway unto eternal life. But that he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catches them and scattereth the sheep. Here he speaks of those, I believe that he's speaking of the Pharisees previously to our text. In the ninth chapter, we see that Jesus had came upon this blind beggar who was blind from his birth. And Jesus, he healed this man of his natural blindness, but also his spiritual blindness. And then the Pharisees were not happy with Jesus. One of the things, as they said, that he healed this blind man on the Sabbath. And they had cast this man out. And Jesus, he had found this man. In the 35th verse, Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when they had found him, he said unto him, Dost thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, Thou hast seen him, it is he that talketh to thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. And Jesus said, For judgment I came into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, Are we blind also? And Jesus said unto them, If ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, We see, therefore your sin remaineth. And then he speaks earlier in chapter about that he is the door to the sheepfold. That anyone that entereth into this sheepfold must come through the door, through him. He is the way unto salvation into this fold. There are some that climb up some other way, but they're only thieves and robbers that they might destroy. It says, The thief cometh not but for to steal and kill and destroy. I come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. Those Pharisees, they did not own the sheep. They did not have the care for the sheep as they should. But Jesus, earlier when he come upon the multitudes and was teaching, he looked out on them and he had compassion on them. And he said that they were like scattered sheep with no shepherd. Because these priests, these Pharisees, had rejected Jesus, and they had religion, but they did not know the Savior when he come. They did not know this Jesus. And it's quite a contrast from Jesus, the Good Shepherd, than those that were teachers and Pharisees at that time, because they did not care for the sheep. In Ezekiel, he speaks of the those leaders at that time that did not care for the sheep. If we look into the 34th chapter of Ezekiel, we'll see how it is that the Lord came unto Ezekiel, and he told them that they should he should prophesy unto the shepherds of Israel to show them that they had wronged his sheep, that they had wronged his flock, that they did not take care of his flock. In the fourth verse of the 34th chapter, says, the diseased have not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which is sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, neither have ye sought after that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them. And they were scattered because there is no shepherd, and they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search and seek after them. This is a rebuke that was the Lord told Ezekiel to give to those leaders of Israel at that time, that they did not care for the sheep, but they only fed themselves. They did not feed the sheep. They did not care for them. Then he goes on, 11th verse. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, with both, will both search my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered. So will I seek out my sheep, and will deliver them out of all the places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people, and gather them from the countries, and will bring them to our own land, and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers, and in all the inhabited places of the country. Excuse me. I will feed them in a good pasture. Upon the high mountains of Israel shall my fold be. There shall they live in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment. Here we see quite a contrast in between those shepherds at that time and the good shepherd that Jesus is. How that they didn't care. They didn't own the sheep. They were hirelings. But Jesus owns the sheep. He owns the sheep flock. He's not a hireling like them. He's not a good shepherd, but he is the good shepherd. But he that is a hireling and not shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catches them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known by mine. Here we see that the hireling, he fleeth because he does not own the sheep, but only a hireling, and he careth not for the sheep. But Jesus, he says, I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known by them. Oh, that each one of us would know the Lord Jesus Christ, that good shepherd, that shepherd of our soul, that we would know him and that he would know us. We can have religion without knowing the Lord. But oh, that we would have more than religion, that we would know the Lord Jesus Christ, that we would know what we are, that we have a need for a Savior, that we have went astray. And oh, this morning, that each one of us can believe that the shepherd is calling us, he is leading us, encouraging us, that we can have the assurance even this morning that our sins are forgiven because of what that good shepherd had done on the cross of Calvary, that he went there and paid the price for our sin. He took that judgment on himself and died that we might have life and life eternal. Oh, what a blessing that is, that each one of us could be encouraged this morning as we struggle in this life. There's things in our life and we feel like we have failed, that we have lack of faith, that we can be encouraged that the Lord is there with us. He will lead and guide us. He will encourage us. He will carry us through this life, because he cares for us. As the Father knoweth me, even so I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. This is what the Good Shepherd has done for you and I, that he has laid down his life for us. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, that they may hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. That he called us, the Gentiles, into this fold. That it was for the Israelites, his chosen people, to begin with. But even as we read in this first chapter of this gospel, how it was that they had rejected him. In the 11th verse of the first chapter, he says, he came unto his own. Where was it here? He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, he gave he the power to become sons of God, even to them that believed on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. He has come to all those that believe on him. He has these other sheep that become part of the one fold, and he is the one shepherd for the whole world. He is a shepherd, no matter what your race is. He has come to be the shepherd of all mankind, and its desire is that none shall be lost, but all shall be saved. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. The love of the Father, that Jesus, he fulfilled that salvation for us. That he went to that cross willingly. He laid down his life for you and I. That no man took his life from him. But he had such great love for us that he laid down his life. And not only that, this shepherd did not stay in the grave. This shepherd did not die and stay in the grave, but this shepherd, he took up his life again, that he could be that shepherd for us today. Oh, what a blessing that is, that he willingly laid down his life for us, that we might have life. We pray this morning that each one of us would hear the voice of the Good Shepherd as he calls onto us. That we would listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit through his word as the Holy Spirit speaks unto us. That we would not quench the Spirit. We would not shut out that Spirit of the word onto us. But we would follow the Good Shepherd, that we would hear his voice, and we would be of that fold of the Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you everlasting life, everlasting peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.